त्वमेव माता च पिता त्वमेव त्वमेव बन्धुश्च सखा त्वमेव त्वमेव विद्या द्रविणं त्वमेव त्वमेव सर्वं मम देव देव.
Hills and valleys and mountains make me feel one with nature. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. Hills and valleys and mountains make me feel. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. 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 Hills and valleys and mountains make me feel.
Hills and valleys and mountains make me feel one with nature. Deep in the woods, I feel I'm alive. Deep in the woods, I feel I'm alive. The hills, the valleys and mountains, the silence, the solitude, the stillness, the bright light, the sunshine, the air, the freshness. Deep in the woods, I feel I am alive. Deep in the fresh air, I feel I am alive. In silence and solitude, I feel I am alive. The spirit takes rebirth in the vicinity of nature. And deep in the city, I feel I am dead. And deep in the contaminated air and contaminated environment, I feel I am dead. So being close to nature, staying in silence, in that deep stillness, You can hear the voice of God clearly. And the prayer comes out. Tvameva mata cha pita tvameva. You are the mother, you are the father. Tvameva vidya dravinam tvameva. Your wealth, your knowledge, your everything. So experiencing that silence, that stillness, that state of being alive. So today, towards the fag end of this series, we had begun this on 1st of February, and today is 19th May. So we had begun with Satyam, entered into Shivam, and seen the result, that is beauty, Sundaram. Many things were covered into this. Various topics. What the Beloved says, Mamekam Sharanam Vraja, just surrender unto me. Roop and Basant, Amar Katha, the story of immortality. Tisra Netra, the third eye. The sacrificial fire of Jnana. Kalyana Sundara, the beautiful marriage, the court of Indra, Yada Yada Hidharmasya. The kingdom of Ram, the life-giving herb. Can't wait, hardly can't wait. The divine wake-up call. The Dichi Rishi, the ultimate sacrifice. Khuda Dost, Samudra Manthan, Savitri Satyavan, Mohajit Raja, King Midas. The bead in mouth, Ajamil set free. Decorating the donkey's child, Emperor Bachchu and Minister Piru. The salt in dough. Garbha Jail, Garbha Mahal, the prison of womb, the palace of womb. We also saw Welcome to Karma Cafe. We tried to understand the philosophy and mind of Sudama. The Ajnani Gyan, the ignorant knowledge. The curse of sleeping Kumbhakarna. Sach Tavicho Nach, the one. The true one dances, Bhasmasura, the sin of selfishness. Mukhra Dekhle Prani, Narada's pride. Only one seat vacant in heaven, the story of Satyanarayan. The cottage of sorrow, the cottage of happiness. Truth wins, servers of God, Kudai Khidmatkar. The Brahmin trapped while walking. Soja Rajkumari, sleep, O princess, sleep. The story of Ashtavakra, the end times. Hukmi Hukum Chalara, the secret of holy. The mouth of the cow, Gaumukh, the Himalayan pledge, Bhishma Pratigya. As is company, so is color. Why shouldn't the moth die in the flame? Do good things without delay, Shubhascha Shigram. God's unique word for true seva, Hatti seva, the three monkeys. The true Vaishnavas, Jyotisho Arjun. If not now, then never. Sukto Suklo. The hand of blessing. Death to the prey and happiness to the hunter. Mirua Maut Maluka Shikar. The time is passing by. So each day, we tried to cover various topics. The less is more, the more is less. Pritaman Milo. Nain Hin Ko Rah Dikha. So, Jinuk Soya, Tinuk Hoya. The womb of purity, the divine belt, sadhana. Break the bridge, throw the ladder, down, drown the boat. Learn, learn, bow, bow, and die, die. The five aids to celibacy, none but one. O Ram, give me your refuge. Ahimsa Paramo Dharma. Sachchidil Murad Hasil, Turantadan Mahapunya. Geet Gaya Patharoni, the stones were singing a song. The feeling of lightness, Behat Ka Vairag, the song of sweetness, the divine transformation, the fog of Maya. What I have done to deserve this, जाने क्या देखा मुझ में. एंड देन लास्ट 8 days वी आर सीइंग निराहार संयम सॉलिड फूड वैकेशन. एंड टुडे वी कंप्लीट द जर्नी ऑफ 108 days. द जर्नी इज एक्चुअली बिगिनिंग टुडे. Every day we were hearing the song. There has been mud on my soul. There has been anger inside me. There is still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I have been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you. Here you are at last, free or from the past. And walk into the new. Be guided by what's true, causing no one harm, least of you. Om Namah Shivaya Guruve, Satchidananda Murtaye, Nishprapanchaya Shantaye, Nirallambaya Tejase, Satyam Shivam Sundaram, Sansarasaram Abhyankaram Dukaram, Karunavataram Jyotirmayam Swayambhu, Prakritistudaram, Shivasmarami Jagataswami Nirvikaram. So, we begin with SSS, Satyam Shivam Sundaram, and we came to SFV. But now we will begin with SFV, and probably one day in life, we will reach this ultimate stage, where there is the truth in us. The truth shines brilliantly. The perfect, the naked, the ultimate, the pure and the true form of Satyam takes birth in us, and the life becomes truthful. Devoid of all the deceit, all the deception, all the imperfections, all the shades of untruth. We walk in truth, we move in truth, we have truth in us. The heart is so clean, so pure, so that everything in life becomes so auspicious, so full of good omen, so much Shivam, that every thought is true. Tanme mana shivashank sankalpamastu. That mind is filled with Shivam, auspiciousness, benevolence. And with these two things in hand, we will become the most beautiful creature on this earth. The real beauty is not the outward beauty. How beautiful the skin is. How fair the color of the skin is. How is the man, stature, good looking, bad looking. The real look is the look of the soul. How beautiful you have become from within. When the soul becomes beautiful, the world becomes beautiful. Beauty lies in the eyes of beholder. Just as lust lies in the eyes of beholder, so also the beauty lies in the eyes of beholder. When you become beautiful, everything becomes beautiful. Real beauty is truth, truth, beauty, said John Keats. The real beauty is truth. The real truth is beauty. Everything is linked together. If there is truth, auspiciousness will come. Satyam will come and Sundaram will come. If there is Shiva in life, automatically truth will come and beauty will come. And if there is real beauty, truth cannot stay behind, and Shivam will follow soon. So the diverse topics that we have seen and covered, out of that, the last 8 days were most important. Changing the diet. No matter how early you get up for Amrit Vela and do your yoga, no matter how many times you are reading Murli, churning Murli, listening to classes or conducting classes, workshops, seminars, festivals, doing all the rituals of Brahmin life, unless and until you make a change in your diet, you cannot reach the higher platforms of spirituality. Take this for sure. And what is the ideal diet for humankind? The answer is, there is no ideal diet for everyone. Every person is different. So the diet is different for everyone. What is ideal for you may not be ideal for me. So when you make this new beginning, you will start seeing that. With that diet change, physical detox happens. With that physical detox, emotional detox happens. Mental detox happens, and that ultimately leads to spiritual detox. And digital detox happens on its own. Financial detox, social detox. We are filled with poisons. Our life is surrounded by poison. And change of diet is the antidote. And when you make this change, health will come as a very minor side effect. You will enjoy perfect health. No medicines, no pharmacy, no drugs. You will enjoy a body which is free from pain. You will enjoy a body which is never tired, exhausted, fatigued. You will enjoy a lifestyle where you need hardly few hours of sleep, but you are perfectly well, absolutely okay. You don't feel, let me go and go to sleep. So that will happen with diet change. So there is no question of feeling drowsy. Or even if you sleep, you will feel as if you are not sleeping, but you are still awake. Otherwise, after that heavy meal, you straight away enter into coma to wake up after 3 or 4 hours, and especially afternoon time. Blessed are those people who do work throughout the day and they have no time to sleep in the afternoon. But those who have a lot of time in the afternoon, free time, they enter into a comatose stage and they don't want to get up at 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock, even if it is a duty time. So you are free from the greatest sedation. You are free from that drowsiness. You enjoy perfect enthusiasm. And you have lot of time. You can utilize this time for your creative work, for your bodybuilding, for your exercise, for your gym, for your Murli Chintan and churning, for walking, for being in touch with nature. Deep in the woods, I feel I am alive. Hills and valleys and mountains make me feel one with nature. You can spend time with mountains, talking with mountains, going near river, playing with water, enjoying rains, enjoying sun, making friendship with sun. Eat the sun. There's a documentary, Eat the Sun. You can watch it. There's yet another documentary. In the beginning, there was light. All those with scientific temper and those who want to understand spirituality in deeper light, they should and must watch this documentary. In the beginning, there was light. Made by a very young person. For this, he traveled across the whole world for making this one documentary. He came to India. He collected evidences of all those people who survive without food and enjoy a very healthy life. All the Bredarians across the world. So you have a lot of time. You are not tired. Your body is free from pain. And most importantly, you get rid of all the lust and urges automatically. Otherwise, no matter, even if you enter into BK lifestyle, even if you enter into the surrendered order, the sexual attraction persists. BK brothers and sisters marrying and then divorcing the knowledge. Such examples are no less. Everywhere you see, they come in contact with each other and fall in love. BK falling in love with each other. The examples are many. And then they give up Gyan. The urges are subtle, very deep. No amount of your gyan, your yoga, your amrit vela, your churning, your classes, your bhaktis conducted in Madhuban or outside, or your strong resolutions, they fail. The greatest tapasya at this moment in 2022 is food change. Food change. Because the atmosphere is polluted, contaminated. The air is filled with lust. And new Maya is mushrooming here and now, cropping up, taking new forms. So in order to remain stable, unflinching, unflappable, you need to have a very strong hold over your senses. And the greatest disturbance is caused by taste. If you can control the sense of taste, you will find that all other senses come under control automatically. You enjoy supreme freedom. You are the sole monarch. You look around and you can say, man, I don't need you. Woman, I don't need you. Such power will come only with diet change. Otherwise, you need the support, the love, the friendship, the loving touch, the care, the affection, the attachment of human beings. Even in that surrendered order of living a spiritual life, BKs fall down. Why? Because of that deep dissatisfaction. Amrit Vela is perfect, Murli is perfect, Karma Yoga is perfect, traffic control is there, Murli reading is there, Seva is there, giving courses, conducting classes, everything is there. But there is still a vacuum. And that vacuum is the desire for love. And that vacuum is the desire for affection. That desire is the fulfillment of that desire comes from human being. You need a man needs a woman needs a man. This deep attachment and this deep affair, this deep desire for love is so deeply inveterated in the subconscious that probably you will never get free from it. But once you achieve food freedom, you also achieve freedom from human beings. Woman, I don't need you. Man, I don't need you. Such power will come only with food freedom. You start enjoying your own company. It is the path, a solo path, a solo journey, ekla chalore. It is the flight of the alone to the alone. It is the flight of the alone to the alone. You move alone in this journey. There is no role of emotions. In fact, emotions harm you. All emotions. That's a very strong statement. All emotions. Because emotion is an outward journey. And in the spiritual life, when you become strong and powerful and independent, there are only emotional feelings. Emotions take you outside. It's an outward journey. In spiritual journey, you develop spiritual feelings, but then they take you ahead. That is different. Emotions are different. Emotions are attachments. You get attached. You want somebody. You want somebody's touch. Our physical union. with accompanying guilt consciousness. But you are ready to accept that and adjust that guilt consciousness along with spiritual life. And just as a thief, when he goes for theft for the first time, has guilt consciousness, but by repeated theft, that guilt consciousness goes away. In the similar manner, all the sexual pitfalls, mind gradually adjusts and moves along. So that's why the greatest effort today, the greatest effort now, the greatest effort is this pranic journey. You switch your sources of nutrition. You don't want this physical food. You don't need this physical food. I need subtle food. And subtle food is prana. And subtle food is love of God. And subtle food is happiness. And subtle food is the vibrations, the rays that come from Him. And subtle food is the air, is the light. You enter into a new consciousness, a pranic consciousness. And this journey frees you from the greatest material bondage that ties the body to earth. The body is tied down to five elements and there is a food here. Gradually you find you are becoming lighter and lighter. Even your body weight is becoming lighter and lighter. And it is coming to a point the weight stabilizes. It is not the journey of weight loss or weight gain. You reach a point where you eat or not eat, your weight remains stable. That's the beauty of cosmic diet. That is the beauty of pranic diet. That is the beauty of light food. That is the beauty of cosmic diet, cosmic rays, cosmic microdust. You derive nutrition directly from sun, primary source. But it hurts two people. One, spiritualist, and second, dietitians. Because they see that you are not taking anything, but yet you are healthy. That is the problem. If you don't take and if you suffer, then they have a point to make. You are not eating, that's why you are suffering. But then if you are healthy, then there is a problem for these people. Even spiritualist, they keep on telling you eat, eat, eat all the time, keep on eating. They are forgetting that the more you eat, the more unhealthy you become. The less you eat, the healthier you become. The less you eat, the more powerful you become. People tell eat so that you can become powerful. But the reality is entirely different. You never become powerful by eating. You become less powerful. But as I said, eating is a stimulus. If you stop it, your body will suffer. It will be a shock. So the process has to be very gradual. So begin this journey. And the nearest to Breatharian is liquidarian diet. So gradually shift towards liquid. Play with liquid, sometimes thick, sometimes thin. Enjoy them. And most important method is conscious eating and conscious drinking. Whatever you eat, whatever you drink, eat it slowly, gradually, very slowly, with conscious staring, gazing, with remembrance of Baba. And then see the magic. Automatically, you get rid of first thing, vices of mind. You get rid of patterns, deep patterns of subconscious mind. You get rid of your cravings. All cravings will disappear. Once the food craving disappears, sex craving disappears. That's the journey of becoming pure. So, today we end this series here. So from tomorrow there won't be any English class. Only Hindi class will begin at 5:15. There has been mud on my soul, there has been anger inside me. There is still unforgiven deeds, the work is still undone. Now it's beginning. I have been trapped inside so long, don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dream. Oh, you slip, sip the waters to let them wash all over you. Here you are at last, free yourself from past and walk into the new. And don't be afraid. try new things. Life is a series of experimentation. Make your life a laboratory and start experimenting. Thought laboratory. Your body is also a laboratory. Chemical reactions are happening. So try new things. Take steps to face your fear. Learn something new. Take ownership. Unplug to tap into creativity. Pay attention to dreams. Do something. Something which you have never done before. So, let's walk into the new. Om Shanti.
There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
Swami, Jagat Swami, Ni.